Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
From 2008 to 2016, the number of new refugee placements in Virginia was somewhere between 1,200 to 1,600 a year. But then last year, as a result of new federal policy limiting refugee placements, that number was slashed in half. This year, the number of new refugee placements is on track to be less than 300. That's according to Chad Stewart at the Commonwealth Institute, who says refugees play an important role in the economy.
On average, they pay far more taxes over a 20-year period than they receive back in benefits. This also means that if we continue to see the number of refugees that we place in Virginia decline, we can expect to see an adverse impact on our state revenues over time.
The highest concentration of refugees in Virginia is in Harrisonburg, where Frank Tamburino at the local Chamber of Commerce says that's partly because of all the academic institutions and religious organizations there. Plus,
this also is an area that is designated as a refugee resettlement area. So we've got an organization here, the Church World Service, that handles a lot of refugee resettlements.
This week, a new study from the Fiscal Policy Institute and the Ten Foundation concluded that refugees have greater retention rates, especially in hard-to-staff jobs, things like meatpacking and hotel accommodations. As a result, they save employers on retraining, but those benefits are slipping away as the number of refugee placements continues to draw down. I'm Michael Pope.